Blog Talk Radio.
Ever since it's come out that Captain America and Iron Man are going up against each other, it's really divided the sports center.
Hey, you guys remember when Iron Man built that robot figure and wanted to destroy the world?
I tried to be a righteous man. I tried to give love all over the world. But I'm tired of being you.
I'm gonna have to do you in. Let me repeat that. If you ain't gonna do me right, I'm gonna have to do you in. Those are some lyrics for your ass. Shout out to Charles Bradley, We're going to start something new. We're going to start announcing the names of these tracks and the artists that sing these tracks. So that was Ain't It a Sin by Charles motherfucking Bradley. Big that man up. Big that man up. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Shout out to all the Jews, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yo, I just found out today I'm half Jewish.
Oh, that's awesome. That means we got some money coming to us, baby.
Yeah, they owe me for a Holocaust, nigga. I said it in my rap song, nigga. I'm kicking real rap shit, nigga.
You know the only thing that a cracker hates more than a nigga is a motherfucking
Jew. Is a drug and Jew. Once they go back to Germany, right?
What? Crackers hate Jews. Hate them.
Yeah. That's why we beefing with Germany now.
Everybody worried about this motherfucker Trump and shit.
What about the Jews, the face of it?
What about the motherfucking Jews, man? What the fuck they got their hands in?
Everything. Diamond District. Wall Street. Real estate.
Shit, the music industry.
EBT. EBT.
Everybody eats tonight.
Yeah.
You know I had to go to this track right here, man. Let's see if you motherfuckers remember this shit right here.
I'm asking, why is a young black kid taught black? Is it only taught how to read, write, and act? It's like teaching a dog to be a cat. You don't teach white kids to be black. Why is that? Is it because we're the minority? Well, black kids follow me. Genesis,
that nigga said, you don't teach white kids to be black? Why is that? So do you actually know where the hatred comes from for the Jew though?
Oh, I thought because our penis was bigger than theirs.
No. You see, we're the real Jews. We're the Hebrews. See what I'm saying? We're the ancient Hebrews. You know what I'm saying?
These other motherfuckers,
they done abbreviated the word Judah and turned it into Jew and then just flipped and bounced the whole meaning and then fucked it up for us and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Cunt.
You know what I'm saying? And when they did that, they became court Jews. Now, a court Jew back in the days was just a person who lent money to all the kings and the queens of Europe and shit, so.
Why you act like you don't know where the fucking...
That's the whole court Jew type of situation that has been going on for centuries.
Well, I see and somebody did their homework.
Exactly. You know, we ain't fucking around with this show, man. We ain't fucking around. Wow. Why would we?
I don't know. Because we're black? Why is that?
Why is that? Ask yourself, homeboy. All these clown-ass motherfuckers worried about this dumb-ass motherfucker Trump. The only
like
people that
like
Donald
problem.
Trump are fucking hicks, my nigga.
There's a lot of hicks out there because he's winning everywhere.
Yo, it's mad.
He's winning
hicks
everywhere. He's fucking winning.
You gotta go back out?
He's fucking winning.
You got Hicks in Long Island. I mean, there's a motherfucking Hicksville, Long Island, so you know it's Hicks out there. You know what I'm saying? You got Hicks upstate, New York, all over.
Yo, shout out to fucking World Amaze, Young Mitch, for commenting on his post 1 minute ago, but not call the show.
Yeah, well, you know.
He got Wi-Fi for Facebook.
Shout out to his Obama phone.
Word. Yeah, shout out to the 15 Bronx gang members arrested for using Facebook to plan an attack on rival gangs and trade guns.
Smart
right on,
guys.
Brother. Right on.
Geniuses.
Yeah. Yo, they wasn't calling me on a lot of people, was it? Yo, man, I want to apologize to the lady that I refunded her money this morning. I'm sorry, I didn't know Kobe was going to score 60.
Shout out to Kobe for scoring 60 points. Or should we say shout out to the Utah Jazz for letting them score 60 points?
Allegedly.
They let that old man get his shit off.
Well, I'm drinking Kettle One today. I stepped it up. I moved up to call the sun.
Kettle One is a man's drink. That's a man's drink. So let's go back to this juice shit. Let's try to figure out why do people hate Jews so fucking much. And I have one of the top reasons why crackers hate Jews so much. It's because the Jews know how to manipulate the system. Shout out to the fucking Jews for knowing how to work the system and use corporate welfare. That's right, corporate welfare. There's a such thing. They're always trying to front on black people in the welfare shit. Always.
They put us the face of it.
Always. We the no gooders. We don't do anything. We're too lazy. We're on welfare. We use all the government services.
But if
we
they
kill
do the
each
math,
other.
If they do the math and do the numbers, they'll see there's more Jews than there's even minorities. Why is that?
Ask yourself, homeboy.
That's the reason why some niggas is getting $56 a month, man. And not getting the whole bada boom, bada bang.
And let's not even talk about Jewish motherfuckers like Bruce Ratner. might I say, Bruce Ratner, the welfare queen, built the Barclays Center in Brooklyn on your dime, people. Not his dime. He built that motherfucking building on your dime. Use your money. He's a welfare queen and profited on it and is going to profit on it for years to come. Didn't use 1 cent of his money. Used the public's money to build the Barclays Center. You don't believe me? Look it up. Bruce Ratner, motherfuckers.
I didn't know that. Where you found that information at?
Come on, let's keep that. Let's keep that under wraps, brother. They're gonna start looking for us.
They catching dummies online talking about gun trade. That means they watching Ace.
It's only
there's stuff like black
together.
Yo, P.
It's
empty, man.
Mm-hmm.
As we listen to this nigga at work.
I don't. Oh my god. kids need benefits, bro. Until we sign a contract, kids need benefits.
Well, you know, we're gonna manipulate this shit. We're gonna get some money out of this motherfucker. We ain't come back for nothing.
Oh, thank you,
so it seems like we're
yo,
gonna
my nigga.
Do
I went to that
new
spot
job today.
Today.
Asses ain't here today. Fucking up this week. Who and new, where y'all monkey asses at? No tech for y'all niggas. Well, I'm sitting here watching this 30 for 30. The 30 for 30 on the Orlando Magic. Shaq and Hardaway. The motherfuckers did their thing. Didn't win a chip. But did they think? Shout out to them niggas for almost making it. Now, let's go back to the Jew. Enough with this motherfucking basketball shit. Niggas play enough motherfucking basketball. Let's go back to the imbalance. The imbalance that plagues our motherfucking society today. You understand? It's not just us. Okay? I don't give a fuck what you've been told, what you see on the news every day, what you read in the fucking newspaper. All you see is monkeys. All you see is monkeys doing all the fucked up shit. Every time you turn on television, it's a monkey doing something to somebody else. Another group of monkeys picked up a machine gun and shot up another group of monkeys in the backyard. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see another monkey football player beating up some chick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all they show us. But that's that bullshit. You understand? Everybody is crooked. Every race is crooked. You understand? Crackers, y'all do scandalous shit. As a matter of fact, y'all do as much scandalous shit, even more scandalous shit, than niggas do. I'm going in right now. I'm going in right now. Okay? And so what we're doing here at Global Lock Motherfucking Radio is we're creating a balance. This ain't no racist shit. Why would I do that?
Well, I don't know. Because I'm Jewish?
This is your motherfucking show, nigga. This is your show. This is my show. This Boo show. This new show. Fuck what I hang up on my partner for.
You forgot to say,
but anyway,
Young Miz World Show.
What we doing at Global Lock Radios, we're creating a balance. Alright? It's enough with mainstream media just showing niggas acting up all the time. Alright? Crackers are just as evil, just as ruthless, just as sinister as niggas are. Shout that out.
Well, they did wipe out all Native Americans.
Absolutely.
Only Native Americans left is the Mexicans.
Shout out to them niggas.
Last of the breed.
And white people kill each other at the same rate as Negroes do.
Yeah, when I be watching ID and all that shit, yo, out of 100, 99.9 be all crackers, man. Killing each other, yo.
Killing each other.
They be married and killing each other. They don't believe in divorce or something. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You know what? Shout out to that show Dateline. Dateline on NBC, because that show always chronicles some fucking crazy ass story about some white people in some small ass town that did some crazy ass shit, like shot some kids and chopped off their heads and then buried them in a forest somewhere. Okay? So shout out to Dateline. Dateline NBC. Watch it. It comes on Fridays. Friday night. Always got the crazy ill story about some crazy ass white people in Arizona or Wyoming doing some crazy off the wall shit. Okay? And that's just the regular white people. We're not even talking about what the Jews do behind closed doors. And I don't hate Jews. We don't hate Jews. You hate Jews, nigga?
Nah, man. A Jew gave me my first job. What the fuck you talking about?
We just want some balance, that's all. Just balance the shit out. Stop saying it's us all the time. Shit. That shit gets tiring, damn it. And on the flip side, there were more white people killed by police last year than Negroes. Sorry, black people and Black Lives Matter. Sorry, but there were more white people killed by police last year than black people.
Yo, but they were downtown today. Folks up for that. So that Chinese thing, you go to jail, man. A puppet.
Yeah, well, you know. He's a minority. So he is the same boat. That's why they had his Chinese ass patrolling pink houses. The staircase. In the staircase of the pink houses patrolling.
Yo, man, let's just shout out the beautiful white women in the world today.
I'm with that.
I haven't fucked a white girl in years, so.
Yo. You put that shit out there.
It's been a while, man. I need to start hanging out with Swingin' D again, man. I need to go back to my roots.
Ask yourself, homeboy. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Yo, shout out to Bless. Today is his birthday, though, man.
Oh shit, word.
Yeah,
shout that dude out, man. Shout out to Bless, man. I like that guy. He's a cool guy. Real good dude.
Yeah, today's his birthday. I'm sure he's gonna shoot something crazy big.
Let's talk about Oppenheimer. You know who Oppenheimer is?
I have no idea. Explain it.
Me either. But Oppenheimer Funds is making crazy bread, and I don't know who the fuck that person is. But that's a Jewish name.
Yo, but they pretty much own everything, though. Well, they have their hand in everything. Shout out to Adidas and NMD, man. Terrible on the retail resale. You can have
it. You ain't getting no money on them shits?
This shit's garbage. I still got them yellow shits. If I was a size 12, I would wear them already.
I told you, Playboy, I got you on those, man. Those is me.
Yeah,
oh, the Pharrell and NMDs is going to make bread. Shout out to Pharrell for his design on those MMDs. I think I'm going to post them up on the page. There were a couple of people who will remain nameless right now that sent us a couple of messages on Facebook concerning that picture that we put up of the Pope kissing the hand of Rockefeller. I forgot what's his first name, but it was one of the Rockefellers. Henry Kissinger was there in the photo, and we labeled those people lizards, and there were a couple people who got upset about that. So shout out to them, but those are the lizard people. You understand?
Why the fuck are they lizard people?
Yo, trust me when I tell you that there are lizard people who live on planet Earth, who are sent here to suck all the resources off of the planet. Okay, whether you believe it or not, they are lizard people. Go to that photo and take a look. You will see the lizard people. Shout out to the lizard people.
Shout out to the Pope.
Shout out to the Pope, too, for kissing the hand of the lizard people.
Yeah, but the Pope's been crooked ever since fucking Henry, man. Ever since Henry was on the throne in England, they've been reckless. So, I'm not surprised. The world will be, but not me.
Now, there's an interesting connection between the Pope as a holy man kissing the hand of those rich-ass Jewish motherfuckers. Now, when we go back to the whole court Jew dynamic, okay, those guys are court Jews, right? And they supply the world's royalty with money and loans and shit like that. And the reason why is because Christians won't really be able to acquire loans in that type of regard from other Christians due to a stipulation called usury. Okay, it's called usury. Look it up. Whereas brothers, if I lend you money, I'm not supposed to ask for it back with interest. You've heard of that before, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's common.
Right? Because we're brothers. If I loan you money, I'm just supposed to expect you to pay it back without interest. Just pay me what I loaned you. Right? So as a holy man, Christian, the Pope is bound by that law. But the Jews aren't. The court Jew isn't.
They want interest. Why is that, homeboy?
Ask yourself, homeboy.
Why is that?
Dropping knowledge, man.
Woo.
Dropping knowledge, man.
Woo.
This world is crazy, brother. Yo, where the hell are you, man?
On the plantation. Where else am I gonna be?
Shout out to this nigga. You're doing two jobs.
At one time. So obviously I'm stealing time on one of them. Which one? Who knows?
Oh, and you had a major accomplishment.
I did. Which one was that?
you must have had quite a few, then. You must have had quite a few, brother.
Yeah, I had a good 2 weeks, man. I'm going to say it. Good 2 weeks.
I'm happy for you, man. Congratulations.
Finally,
man. You winning. Finally. You winning.
For one. No more me on the phone with you. You're winning. I'm actually winning. Yeah, that feels pretty good.
Shout out to my man for winning.
Now I know how it feels. Damn sure I lost it. Shout out to Miami. Miami's gonna upset top seed team on the East this year in the playoffs. Shout out to them.
Oh yeah, you think so?
Yep. I'm gonna figure out how to put money on them in Vegas. I gotta get bread on them. They gonna win. Boston is another upset team. For some reason, they got them two motherfuckers playing each other in the first round. NBA ain't stupid. They set that out right. Shout out to North Carolina, too. North Carolina upset a top seed, too. North Carolina, Boston, Miami going to upset a top seed. Yeah, I'm doing sports.
Yeah, shout out to these two fools.
They probably putting it in a hole, man. That's all they doing. Put it in a hole.
Probably put it in a hole, nigga. Put it in a motherfucking hole, nigga.
How many times? About 15,000 times.
About 80,000 times. Yeah,
yo,
you don't do it. 80,000 seasons, Jimmy. Man, you don't know who you want to get in here.
Yo, funny.
Shout out to Golden State. 73 games, man. 73-9. Shout out to the niggas, man.
They did a good job, man.
I'm sure half of the team got their dick sucked last night.
Ooh. It's Steph Curry. He's a married man. Yo, he got a bad kick. What is this chick mixed with?
Oh, I don't know, but she is bad. Shout out to her.
I need to know what she's mixed with. And I'm looking at Pharrell Adidas. Them shit suck, bro.
You talking about the ones that say human race on it?
Yeah, that shit is garbage.
Nah,
shout out to that
culture. Awesome. I guarantee you that's old. Shout out to all the champs that got a restock of those friends and family Kanye West Ultra Boost oatmeal joints that I cannot find right now, and I done called 15 different stores.
I don't even know which one she's talking
about. It's the dopest Ultra Boost that ever came out. It's like an oatmeal color, and it got the wool, hairy wool and shit on the toe.
Nigga, you had a pair of those already, though, didn't you?
I got them in a size 7.5, but I need it in my size, nigga. My size.
Oh, okay.
These is my size.
Shout out to Nick. I'm putting a down payment on my hat right now, and I'm $999 left on my hat to go.
Shout out to this nigga for spending $1,000 on a fucking hat.
This chick is mad fat, yo. Yo, shout out to
new
fat bitches that be putting on dumb shit.
Hold up, that's new right there. Hey, yo, new.
Yo, new.
What the hell going on over there, dude? What the? Where you at, nigga?
Yeah, good. Everything was good over there, man.
Yo, look, man.
You sound
buddy.
Like you in the projects, man.
I was outside for a minute. I came in.
Yo, you was outside?
Yeah, exactly.
You was putting it in the hole?
Exactly. That's what I was doing.
You was putting it in the hole like Kobe did last night. Put it in the hole. Kobe took 50 shots. Yo, why does his wife look like Kim Kardashian? Shout out to her. That's who I thought it was. I thought it was Kim Kardashian, son. I was like, why is this nigga kissing Kim Kardashian like that?
Oh, I made up.
He didn't do that. Kobe, yeah, Kobe can do that right there. Kobe can do that.
Shout out to that nigga.
Kobe Bryant and Lakers.
Nigga played basketball for 20 years, my nigga.
It's a long time.
20 years he played basketball, kid. Professionally.
Long time.
You know what I'm saying? That's 82 games for 20 years in a row. What's 82 times 20? All right, so 82 times 2, 4, 16. That's 1,640 games this nigga done played, son. 1,640 games.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of games.
That's a whole motherfucking lot. Run, nigga, run.
That's how many bitches I fucked. That's how many bitches I fucked on Memorial Day weekend. So that's nothing.
Oh, you wildin'. This nigga wildin'. You wildin'. Yo, so soon the audience is going to be able to see our beautiful faces because we're going to be filming ourselves while we do the show. All you gotta do is just point the camera to your face. Ain't nobody gonna know nothing, man. What else is going on in the world, man?
Everything is changing, man.
Lock his ass up. Yo, we need to get that song. Lock his ass up, man. You don't think I'm going to get it.
You gotta get in touch with Word Is Born, man. Shout out to that nigga Word Is Born.
Yeah.
Where?
Shout out to him.
Wherever he's at. Word Is Born, yo.
You the only person that can convince him to get it.
Word Is Born, yo. Shout out to Fat Lou, man. Shout out to that nigga Fat Lou, too, man.
That nigga stayed in the studio. His name is King Seven.
What the hell is that?
A name he stole for me like 20 years ago. That's the name he used, King Seven.
Nigga, is Yo. You at a construction site right now, nigga? What is you doing?
He's partying with somebody.
Shout out to Ziggy. Toss it up right here. My Ziggy. These niggas was fly niggas back in the days. Rhyming and shit, wearing polo and guests and shit. Harasuko and shit like that. Jabro. Jabro jeans. Not so many people wore Jabro jeans and shit, you know what I mean? That was like high end and shit, you know what I mean? Jabro and shit. That's enough for them niggas. Toss it up, man. Still pump that shit to this day. You know what I mean? I pump that shit in the ride. Let my little ones listen to it. Teach the truth to the young black youth. Oh, yo, shout out to what's this nigga's name again? Didn't he just win a boxing match? Pacquiao? Shout out to Pacquiao, man. There's a lot of badass Filipino bitches out there, man. How the fuck is Mo supposed to know that, man?
I don't know, nigga.
Why would you even ask him, nigga? Like, he don't know her?
He does. He's
nigga asking They're asking new about Steph Curry's wife. Come on, man. What do you think this is, Jack?
Oh, God.
Snickers button. Snickers button. Shout out to the minimum wage that's going up to $15. I'm about to go get a job at McDonald's.
You and all the kids.
I'm about to get a job at Mickey D's. And I'm gonna be deboing niggas. I ain't gonna do shit. I'm gonna have them niggas terrified. I ain't gonna be flipping no burgers, shaking no salt on fries. Nothing. I ain't ringing nobody up. I might sweep a little bit. Sweeping ain't that bad.
What are you doing over there?
Fast motherfucking phone, man.
It's slinging. $15 an hour, man. Shit.
Shit, niggas is boring. Niggas, yo, let me tell you something. Niggas is crazy. To be happy, to be groovy, and want to accept $15 an hour, nigga. Like, you telling me you waking up in the morning and looking your kids in the face and sending them to school? To go to work for $15 an hour. The question is, what the fuck was you doing from an age 8 to 21 that you gotta look for a job that's willing to pay you $15 an hour? Nigga, you need to reevaluate yourself. You shouldn't be looking forward to $15 an hour. Sorry.
You
out of your fucking mind. You telling me your time, your 8 hours a day is worth $15 an hour? Man, you need to get on all fours, man. Men and women.
Why you shitting on people's dreams, my nigga? Don't do that.
That's not a dream. That's just modern day slavery, man. It's just in another format. Cause these niggas is wild. You telling me $15 in New York City? Yo, minimum wage in New York City is $26 an hour.
Somebody smack this nigga. Where the fuck you get that from, nigga? Hey, where do you get that from? Minimum wage is not $26 in New York, nigga. What's wrong with you?
For a family to live comfortable in New York City.
What is he multiplying?
The average person has to make $26 an hour.
Okay, so they're saying.
So that should be minimum wage.
No, you're saying that should be minimum wage. They made calculations, and they said in order for a family of whatever number to live in New York City comfortably, they need to be making $26 an hour. But that's not going to happen unless you got some sort of education. And if you don't, then you're going to need to be like a flag person at a construction site or some shit in the street.
And all they hire is criminals now. They don't even want niggas that actually got common sense.
So that's not going to happen.
The criminals need a job too.
Yeah, they do. Because if they don't get a job, they'll be the ones robbing us. Make it $20, $21, $23 an hour. Nothing, man. Because that shit is still minimum wage in its own little way.
You afraid your days are
rent or nothing? So, somebody's TV is mad loud, man. TV Mad Live.
Yo, man, what is Wu watching over there?
What is
I don't think
Wu
it's Wu. Wu and World have been calling today. Everybody's entitled to a day off, though.
It's your TV, nigga.
I don't even have a TV on, nigga. I'm on the plantation.
Watch this. Watch this.
Somebody's watching some friends.
Look, see, you don't hear it now, right? Because I just muted him. Now watch.
Save
you hear him again. That's your television or whoever is in the background talking.
I don't have a television where I'm at, motherfucker.
Well, it sounds like you got a TV in the background because some shit is just going on and on and on in the background. Okay. And when you listen to the show,
it's going on and on to the break of dawn.
Nah, that's my television.
What you watching? 30 for 30?
Word.
Okay, on there.
They're talking about the rise and fall of the Orlando Magic.
Oh, exactly.
And how
they never
won a fucking ring.
Well, yeah, that's what Shaq and Kenny. Maybe he's upset about that. Yeah, I got four rings now.
Yo, listen, man. Shout out to all the Jewish people out there. You guys get a bad rap.
Niggas don't even know about these shits.
We kind of gave insight into why people dislike Jews so much.
State of liberty, around the country.
As human beings, we all need to get along.
You see how much they don't. As human beings, we're not going to all get along.
Because what's going to happen is this world is going to shrivel up, and we're going to have to move on to another one.
That's why they're going over.
That's right.
Why do you think they're reaching out to other places?
Why you think all this shit about water is coming up out of the blue now?
That's on your side, nigga. Nah, nigga. 11 and a half, 156.
Nah. Everybody's water's fucked up. Everybody got
sleeping on that.
Fucking lead in their water now.
Size 11, 59.
First it was Michigan.
I paid more than 150.
First it was Flint, Michigan. Now it's Newark, New Jersey. Some schools in Newark have fucking lead in their water. Fuck is going on? Fuck is going on in this world, man?
This world is messed up.
Yo, that spaceship is loud, motherfucker. Real loud.
Let's go walk, nigga. I'm ready to fly, man. Fly like a plane.
This man got all his co-workers on shit.
Yeah, I got everybody getting drunk.
Hey, yo, peace to the world, man. Yo, no. Good speaking with you, no. Yo, tell Kobe I said what's up, man. That nigga gone fishing. Congratulations, Kobe,
back
on your retirement.
Who? Yeah? They're not working right?
Congratulations to the Warriors on 73 wins. Hopefully they get a ring. Another ring.
All I got is success.
On some back to back shit.
I don't do hats.
Shout out to that nigga Priest. That nigga Black. Peace to the world, man. Hey, yo, later, dude.
Yo, baby, man. Love, peace, and happiness, man. That's what we strive for at the end of the day.
Yo, yo, peace, Mikey. Yo, get home safe, man. Shout out to everybody sipping Pinot Grigio. Oh, yo, shout out to 411. Hopefully she'll call in next week. 411. Call
like
in, baby.
I don't like punching out.
With those big old ditties. Those big old ditties.
Everybody around the world.
Everybody around the world. Peace to the world, baby.